The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Miss Edna Best, Andy Devine, Miss Zazu Pitt, music by Opie Cate, and starring Lum and Abner.
Abner, why wasn't you at the meeting of the Pine Ridge Culture and Uplifting Society last night?
Oh, where'd that have it?
Where we always have it, at the pool hall.
Oh, yeah.
Abner, it's terrible. There just ain't no excuse for the lack of culture around here. And I told him so last night.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir. I stood right up flat-footed and demanded that Pine Ridge have a higher standard of ignorance.
Good for you.
Fellow members, I said the citizens of Pine Ridge is just plain ignorant. And I'm going to set an example for you.
You're just a feller can do it, too.
Thank you. So after the meeting was over, I went right home and wrote an opera.
Yeah, well, that was... Wrote an opera?
Why, sure.
In one evening?
Of course, it weren't nothing for a feller of my combined talents and genius.
What kind of an opera is it? Horse or soap?
No.
I like them horse operas. That Hopalong Cassidy, he's my favorite.
Wait a minute, Abner. I'm talking about singing opera.
Oh, Hoppy don't sing.
I know it.
His horse ain't bad.
I'm talking about grand opera, and mine is grand.
Oh, prattle, prattle. Folks don't care nothing about opera these days.
Oh, no. I read the other day when the opera opened in New York, the house was packed.
Had it in a packing house, huh?
No, silly. I bound you someday my opera will be playing in New York, too. Who knows? Someday I might wind up in the Met.
I don't doubt... Met! Thought you said Met.
I'll be in the Hall of Fame. They might even make a bust of me.
Yeah, if you don't beat them to it.
All right, Smarty. Just wait till the night of my opera. When folks see me all decked out in my arpeggios, standing up there on my cadenza with my proscenium arch, they'll know Pine Ridge is in for a load of culture.
Mr. Beef Oven, how's the opera?
Everything's going fine, except for one little thing.
What's that?
The tickets ain't selling.
That's the safest way to have it.
I can't understand it. I've put every ounce of talent I've got in this opera.
Maybe a ounce ain't enough.
I've put my heart and soul in it.
Don't sound like much of a cast. Offhand, I'd say folks would rather see actors. What you need, Lum, is a big star.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Trannies, Abner, I believe you've given me an idea.
Well, good for me.
I know how I can get this opera of mine to play the standing room.
You mean you're going to take out all the seats?
Well, I'm going to do like they do in New York. Get me an opera star. That'll sell tickets.
Now, where can you get an opera star that'll sell tickets? Most of them want to sing.
I know that, Abner. What I'm talking about is singers like Gladys Warthouse, Kirsten Flagstaff. I might try for one of them men operatics like Florence Tidbit.
He sounds nice.
I'll tell you who I wish I could get. Caruso.
Who's he?
Who is he? Now, Abner, there's a perfect example of the kind of ignorance that prevails around here. Never heard of Caruso.
Well, I'm sorry. What's his first name?
Robinson.
Why, sure. What's the matter with me? Him and Friday was in the original cast of South Pacific.
Wait a minute. Yonder comes Opie Cate. Now, I've got the Silver Cornet Band to play for the opera, and Opie's going to be my conductor.
Conductor?
Why, sure. You can't have an opera without a conductor.
Oh. Going to take the show on the road, huh?
No.
If you wanted a conductor, why didn't you get old Joe Davis at the county seat? He's with the Southern Pacific for 40 years.
I mean a musical conductor.
Why, he's musical. He always whistles while he's taking up tickets. Hello?
Oh, howdy, Opie. How's the band practice going at the firehouse?
Well, pretty good, Lum. Except last night, we had a little accident.
Accident?
Yeah, you see, Ezri Seastrunk was practicing on his tuba when somebody turned in the fire alarm.
Uh-oh.
Tom Foster slid down the pole right into the tuba. He rammed that thing clear down old Ezra's throat.
Why, that's terrible. How's he going to eat?
Well, that was kind of a problem at first, but finally, they just filled it up with soup and flushed it.
Now, that's what I call clear thinking. Wonder how a feller comes to take up playing something like that anyway.
Oh, fellas has different reasons, I guess. I took up the saxophone once, but I had to give it up. Stretched my mouth all out of shape.
Oh, that's a shame.
Took me 2 years before I found out I'd been blowing that thing on the wrong end.
Well, Opie, how come you to take up the clarinet?
Well, you see, one time over at Ed Earl Bidball's store over in Clinton, they had a clarinet on the punch board, and Earl gave it to me.
Well, that was mighty thoughty of him. Did that start your musical career?
Of course not. Now, who ever heard of anybody playing a punch board?
Well, what about the clarinet?
Oh, I took that and enrolled in the Clinton Conservatory of Music.
The Clinton Conservatory? Now, wait a minute. Opie, did any famous singers ever graduate from there?
Yeah, there was one fellow graduated from there that went pretty far. He even made a lot of phonograph records.
Oh, that's wonderful, Opie. Reckon you could get him to come sing in my opera?
Oh, sure, I know I can. I got to go over to Clinton anyway. I'll bring him back this afternoon.
Well, good for you. Now, you're sure he's a big star?
Oh, yeah. I got one of his new records just the other day.
Granny's Opie, you've saved my life. Yeah, get on over there and get him if you have to kidnap him.
Uh-huh.
And hurry. Recollect the opera's tomorrow night.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll have him here.
Oh, just a second, Opie. I want to get that record of his and play it. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You played it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't read the label because the record was going around so fast.
Hot dog, Abner. These tickets are going like hotcakes since I announced we're going to have a big opera star.
Yeah, some opera star. Don't even know his name.
Well, that don't make no difference, as long as folks knows he's a big star.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. Here comes Luke Spear, and from the rate he's traveling, he must have heard about it.
Has that knuckle-headed nephew of mine been in here?
Why, yeah, Luke, he was...
Well, where is he? I'm going to wring his neck.
Lom sent him to Clinton to get an opera star.
Opera star? That's just dandy. He better get one that knows how to wash dishes. He left a pile of them a mile high in my restaurant.
Well, just calm yourself down, Luke. He'll be right back. By the way, would you like a couple of tickets for my opera?
No. I hear enough bellowing at my restaurant about the food.
Well, now, Luke, you owe it to yourself to see this opera. I'm presenting the tragic story of Samson and Delilah.
I don't care if you're presenting Sam and Antonio. If he ain't back here by supper time, I'll pulverize him.
Wait, Luke, don't run off mad. Now, if you won't jump on, Opie, I'll give you 2 tickets to the opera.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Lum. I'll enjoy it.
Enjoy it? Thought you said you hated opera.
I do, but this one will be a pleasure.
Huh?
I just blew the tube in my hearing aid.
Let's see now. The costumes is all here. The cast is casted. Tickets all printed. Granny's having. I wish Opie'd get back here. I'm just dying to know who my big star is.
That would be sort of nice, yeah. He must be pretty good, though, if he makes records for the gramophone.
Wait a minute. Here comes Miss Pitt. She must be coming over to do a little rehearsing.
Rehearsing?
Yeah, she's playing the female feminine leading lady.
Don't be. He's going to be busy, ain't she?
Well, come in, Miss Pitt. How's my singing leading lady today?
I'm feeling just fine. And how are you, my dear Mr. Edwards?
Oh, just dandy.
And how is your little partner, Mr. Peabody?
This is making me a little sick.
Abner, would you cut that out?
Well, it is.
Well, Miss Fitch, we better get started rehearsing. We got a lot of work to do.
Oh, my, yes. Isn't it thrilling, Mr. Edwards? Imagine, me on the stage. It takes my breath away.
Too bad it keeps coming back.
Now, that'll be enough out of you.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, I'm so proud of you. Writing an opera. Who knows, you may compose sonatas, cantatas, and concertos like Mozart.
Well, that might be all right for Mo, but I figured on writing music.
You know, the thing that touches me most is that you chose me to play the leading role of Delilah. Why? I'm not very young.
Oh, sure you are.
I'm not glamorous.
Yes, you are.
I'm not beautiful. Well, don't stop now. Keep arguing.
Take my word for it, you fit the part perfect. Now, Miss Pitts, would you mind loosening your vocal cords?
Why, Lum Eddard, you old rascal.
I mean, would you mind doing some vocal exercises?
Oh.
Now, let me hear you sing the scale.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Just a little higher, please.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Higher.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Now, Abner, look what you've done. You sprang my leading lady's voice box. Miss Pitt, speak to me. Speak to me.
I can't. I've lost my voice. Oh, dear, now I can't sing.
Oh, this is terrible. Now what am I going to do?
Well, with a leading lady without a voice and a leading man without a name, about all you can do is put on the Phantom of the Opera. No, Lum, I will not do it. I will not play the part of Delilah.
Abner, you've got to. I'm in a spot.
No.
But Abner...
I ain't done yet. No!
I've auditioned everybody around. Abner, you just wouldn't believe the sounds that come out of some human being.
Hey, you fellas!
I see what you mean.
Hello, Andy.
Lum, I just dropped in to buy two seats for the opera.
Two seats? Ain't you going to take nobody with you?
No sense in buying tickets, Andy. There ain't going to be opera.
Oh, but I heard you got a big star.
I have, but I just lost one of my leading characters.
Oh, that's too bad. Say, Lem, maybe I could fill the part.
Fill it? You'd overflow it.
Now, you hold on there, Abner. I've got hidden talents.
Andy, they're not hidden. They're just scattered all over the landscape.
Abner, it might work. And I'm just desperate enough to take a chance.
Lord, he can't sing. His voice sounds like somebody throwed a handful of gravel into a mixmaster.
Now, there ain't nothing wrong with my voice. Just the other day, I was singing in the shower and I hit a high C.
Well, that's an awful high note, Andy. Do you think you could do it in the opera?
Sure, if you got a hot water pipe for me to back into.
Well, anyway, Andy, you get the part. You'll make a wonderful Delilah.
Well, thanks, Mom. I... Delilah?
Yeah. See, Miss Pitts come down with a case of laryngitis.
Oh. A whole case? When are we going to open it?
Andy, you're replacing Miss Pitts.
Oh, but, Mom, I can't play the part of a woman. Everybody'd laugh at me.
No, they won't. We'll put a wig on you and a lot of makeup. They won't even know it's you.
Till you open your mouth to sing.
I don't want to do it.
But, Andy, you're perfect for the part. You know how Delilah cuts off Samson's hair?
Oh, sure, but...
Well, you're a barber. It'll be a great advertising for you.
I know, but I...
I'll tell you what, Andy. We'll have the address of your barber shop sewed on the back of your costume.
Well, all right, Mom. I'll do it. Gosh, imagine me an opera singer. On the road to Mendeley, where the plane is play.
That voice is more likely what drove them flying fish out of the river, too.
Opie, you're back.
Yep, I made it.
You just did. Where's the big singing star? Now, don't tell me you didn't find him.
Oh, he's here. He's waiting out.
Well, howdy do, sir. As impresario of the Pine Ridge Opera, it is a pleasure and an honor to welcome a musical obligato of your standing. Our fair city is yours. Your wish is our command. Anything you want, you have but to speak.
Did I take off my shoes? My feet are killing me.
What?
It's the buttons on them. I ordered to have them sent over.
That is Opie. This is the big singing star?
Yeah, he's pretty famous, too.
Famous? Say, who in the world are you?
Tennessee Ernie.
Thank you.
5 minutes. Kirk in 5 minutes.
Hey, Abner, have you seen that Tennessee Ernie?
I think he's in his dressing room.
Well, I got to go talk to him.
Yeah, well, before you do, Lump, give me a hand lacing Andy into this corset.
Oh, I don't know why I ever agreed to be Delilah.
Now, just be quiet, Andy. Now, take a deep breath. Hey, quick, Lump, grab that lace and I'll grab this. Come on, now, pull that stuff. Well, there you are now, Andy. Now, let out your breath. Well, here we go again.
You take care of him, Abner. I got to find Ernie.
All right. Okay, Delight, pull it in again.
Say, Tennessee Ernie.
Mr. Ayers. Shut the door. You're letting my dog growl. Miss Edwards, I'm glad you come in here. I'm having an awful time getting this makeup on my face.
Well, there ain't nothing to it.
No, I'd like to see you get your head in this little bottle.
Goodness sake. Now, look here, Tennessee, or Ernie, or whatever your name is.
It's Tennessee Ernie. They called me that because I was born in Georgia.
Well, why don't they call you Georgia Ernie?
That'd be silly.
Blame that, Opie. I told him to get me a famous singer.
Well, I'm famous. I made a record of Mule Train.
Well, who hasn't? That don't mean nothing. Tonight you're going to be singing grand opera.
I can sing anything.
Well, it ain't the way you sing, Ernie. It's the way you talk.
Well, I never went to school. I learned myself all I know.
It's just that you sound so country. Granny, it ain't hardly time, but I'm going to give you some lessons. You need elocution. You know what elocution is?
I ought to. I lost my daddy and two brothers that way.
No, I mean, we've got to improve your denunciation. Here, say this. A-E-I-O-U.
A-E-I-O-U.
You all.
I told you I was born in Georgia.
Now, try this one. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Whose dog is that?
It don't make no difference. Anybody's dog.
Well, it does, too. If it's one of mine, I want to know about it. I'll swap him off.
Well, it wasn't one of yours.
Must have been Sue Dabernethy's dog. Them dogs of his don't know sick'em. Now, old Sue, he's got a pretty good nose.
Wait a minute, Ernie.
Hey, Long, the curtain's about to go up. You better get out there.
I'll be right with you, Abner. Ernie, for goodness sake, don't let me down.
Don't worry, I won't.
Hey, Long, come on. The house is packed. Everybody in town come to see Tennessee Ernie.
Oh, goodness, where's my note?
Note?
Yeah, I'm going to narrate the opera like that feller Dean's trailer. Well, here they are, here they are.
Get out there on the stage, Lom.
Yeah,
hurry up.
Granny, this is my big moment.
Yeah.
Is my hair tied, or my necktie combed, or...
Lom, now, don't lose your head.
Head? Oh, my goodness, where is it? Where is it? Oh, Abner, stop that. Now, get out of my way. Here I go.
Yeah, clap down, kid. This is what you've been training for.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It does my heart good to know that the people of Pine Ridge is so interested in a higher type of illiteracy. And now let's start. I see that Maestro Opie Cates is ascending the podium. And from a sitting position on his podium... conducts the Pine Ridge Silver Cornet Band in the Poet and Pheasant Overture. Maestro. Thank you. Now we would like... Thank you. Now we... Thank you. Now we would like... Hopi, will you cut that out? Now the house lights dim as we bring you Act One of Samson and Delilah. The curtain rises. The scene, a circus. Samson, the strong man, comes out and sings to an admiring crowd.
My name is Samson. His muscles are like steel. I've got iron in my blood. And heavy as steel. I'm as rugged as a polar bear. And I can lift a frigid air. In my heart, all
the drink
by
Palace. Delilah enters. She's the tattooed lady. She's got sex appeal written all over her. The tattooed lady sings.
I am Delilah, the girl with the smile. I crave the love that is so rich. So if you want to call me up, remember as I were my forehead.
Samson falls in love with Delilah. He ain't got time to buy an engagement ring, so he picks up a crowbar and bends it into the shape of a lover's mouth. He presents it to her.
I would love to marry you if I could carry you across my door. But my muscles may not ripple, cause you're heavy as a hippo.
Delilah sings her answer.
Busted ever stay in my courtroom.
Well, pull yourself together, Andy. You're filling up the stage. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Delilah tells Samson that she's in love with Bobo the clown. At this point, Bobo enters.
A reedy Aliaki.
Abner, that ain't necessary.
Maybe not, but it's the biggest laugh we've got all week.
All right, let's get on with the opera. When Delilah sees Bobo, she rushes up to him and sings an aria.
Oh, beauty fire, my heart's on fire. For you I'm yearning, my lips are burning.
To which he replies,
Chester feels satisfied. Feels over and over again.
Samson is overcame with jealousy. He grabs Bobo by the throat.
I'm gonna take you kid and beat you up. I am not afraid of you, you lily-livered pup. Make a pretzel out of me. Oh, do not make me laugh.
Seeing that Samson is going to come between them, Bobo and Delilah decide to cut off Samson's hair so he'll lose all of his strength.
We'll cut off his hair.
He's next in my chair. I'll give him a shave at Andy's, you say. My prices are right. We're open all night.
I just said to give your address, not a spot announcement. Anyway, after all that haircutting, Samson looks like Mount Baldy. The lovers plan to escape, but the next morning they meet Samson, and he has grown a new crop of hair. They can't understand how he grew hair so fast, but he answers the question for them. He grabs Delilah by the arm.
Delilah, you're going with me.
Oh, no, I'm not. You cannot move.
plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clop along. We'll say...
Get out!
Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along. There's a fluffing doll actor for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along. Get along. Milton!
Get out!
Milton! Liberty clopping through the wind and rain. They keep it going till they drop. Liberty clop, liberty clop, liberty clop, liberty clopping along. There's some cotton thread needles for the folks away out there. A shovel for the miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along. Get along.
You the preacher.
Okay, Sam.
Why the car did you bring a wagon in here for?
You forgot to take my harness off.
And so Samson unhitched Delilah and they were hitched. Soon they'd start a mule train of their own. The end.
Heard us mention once or twice that this fall you hear them all on CBS. This same holds true for this winter, too. Here's just a reminder of Sunday nights on CBS. Sunday nights when you hear the superb comedy parlay of Eve Arden, Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Edgar and Charlie, Red Skelton and Corliss Archer. Then, too, there's the Family Hour, the Contented Hour and Horace Heights. Yes, this fall you hear them all on most of these same stations. The Lemon Abner Show will be back next week and every week at the same time with Andy Devine, Basil Pitt, Dan Trout, music by Opie Cates, written by Betty Boyle and Jay Summers, directed by Larry Bird. Our thanks to Tennessee Ernie, who appeared as Lemon Abner's guest tonight. Paul Masterson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.